Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/Count the Dings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name's Amin Ohassan. That's Big Jerb. That's Black Trey. Shout out to the Patreons, patreon.com/countthedings. If you are a Patreon, you already know. You get this whole episode, bing, bang, boom, in its entirety, not chunked up. If you are a Patreon, you're getting that OG podcast that's dropping now every week. Me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom and Jade, we're all back together. We're doing the damn thing. And if you are a Patreon, you're getting those watch-alongs. You're getting the Discord, which, by the way, is getting revamped. That's right. New Discord, new access, new, especially as Twitter turns into a fucking wasteland, Discord will be your friend, man. It's a nice space of like-minded people just here to have a good time, share memes, laugh, talk about shit that we talk about. So make sure you are a Patreon, patreon.com/countthedings. All right, let's get started. Black Panther 2 came out. Took the kids and my dad. We went and saw it yesterday. And first of all, I see all the Mexican homies now got their own little Wakanda forever. This shit, I can't wait for this Christmas for everyone to
Hadouken. Hadouken.
I was like, okay, I see where we're going with this. Not as good as the first one. First of all, by the way, let me start right here. Spoiler alert.
I like this one better than the other one, bro.
Oh, we need more time for this thing because
this is my thing. The first one felt very authentic and like in of itself, right? And this one felt like the Riri, get her fucking ass out of here. Like, oh my God, I'm the black person who makes little black jokes all the time. What, you gonna give me one else too? Like, I was like, come on, man. We don't need this like translator for everybody, man. Like just let them be like black and excellent in and of itself. I don't need someone to be a clown up in their shit, right? Some Jar Jar Binks ass chick in there. But then the other thing also was like, I just felt like they were trying to make too many points. Whereas Black Panther was about like just authentically, they would look at black excellence. This one felt like they're pointing out, like, hey, you know, black people, like, we like to do this. But then like, I'm like, I don't need all that, man. I didn't like it. It was a good movie, but not as good as the first one for sure. Trey, you have the opposite. You think it's better. Why do you say that?
I think it hit on a lot of points. I thought it was a well written, and how they were able to like basically transition Chadwick's character off.
Yes, that was the right way. They did it perfect. They did that perfectly.
And then also kind of introducing this new plot with the villain, because again, the fact that you even gotta write a new character in it could have been any nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, who the fuck, right, you know what I mean, gonna do this? Well,
so as a comic book nerd, like, I remember Namor the Submariner in the comics. Mm-hmm. He was from Atlantis, and he had the pointy ears and the winged feet, but he's a white guy pretty much. So they made him into kind of a Mesoamerican Mayan.
So they wasn't gonna colonize. They wasn't about to big up no colonizers up in this motherfucker.
And so I like that shit. I like it as a parallel to Wakanda. Like, this is like, again, the Mexican homies now have their Wakanda forever or whatever. But I did like that. It was well developed and cool. I just didn't like, you know, when they go overhead with the points about like, all right, man, relax.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I think it hit on. It gave everybody something to pull from it, depending on what you went for. Like, again, I'm not gonna be, what is it, the Viola Davis joint? I ain't gonna pull up to that. But again, they linked heavy on the women soldiers. You know what I'm saying? So you get that. You get the women empowerment, feminism. You get the proper send off for Chadwick Boseman, because niggas was against it. Like, nigga, we can't replace Black Panther. You can't recast it. Nah, nigga, they put him up on the wall. They sent him up. They did all the shit they was supposed to do. Cool, they hit on that. They tapped into a whole nother culture. Gave the Latino homies somebody. You feel me? Bomb. Hit that too. But then also from everything else, nigga, you know what I'm saying? I felt like it was a lot of symbolism to it, of like handling death, mourning, and letting shit go. It was a way deeper moment than, and maybe too serious for what niggas probably came into it for. Because again, that shit was like how to, like, you know what I'm saying? Shuri character just kind of like being most niggas out here. I relate to Shuri, you feel me? Like, staying busy and not actually sitting with my fucking feelings, you know what I'm saying? Or actually like pouring into that shit. But then also lose like the brother, the family, and then like being yourself. Like, certain parts on there where that hit on, like, nigga, I can't live my goals and shit for my mom because she's no longer here, bro. You feel me? Like,
right.
It was so much seriousness into it that maybe niggas didn't really want that and too deep, but it was a lot of symbolism.
Jerv definitely didn't want that.
Jerv wanted action shit, and I thought they did a great job. Yeah, like,
action was dope. Jerv, you didn't like the action?
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
So I thought it was a good movie. Like, you know what I mean? I thought it was cool. It was a straight movie. Some of my thoughts on it, I'm going to just keep to myself because it just ain't going to sit right. And there's just nothing I can do to explain it without it just sounding crazy. But, I mean, the action was straight. I feel like – let me ask you this, since we already did the spoiler alert. How did he die? Not real life.
No, it was
it's disease.
Yeah, they had him as like a unknown disease. Yeah. They basically They basically carried over what actually happened. You feel me? Because again, how they did it too. Yeah. And I thought,
as she said, why didn't he tell me?
Yeah.
If he had told me, I could have done something.
But that's what I'm saying. Even for the whole shit of writing it in, it allowed. Yeah. You can't even imagine spending time with somebody thinking like, oh, we're going to get a sequel. Are we going to do this? Right. And motherfucker really passed. Like, most of them people crying on the actual shot was really feeling that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, like, I mean, I hear all that.
Because I'm just saying, like, it was almost like they used the movie as a vehicle, as a eulogy type shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, it was the Chadwick part, they handled it, I thought, perfectly. Like, you can't do it better than that. Jerv, what would you have done? Like, you got the look. What would you have done?
Because niggas would have been mad if you don't have him in there at all.
No.
Move on off of it.
No, you can't move on off of it or whatever. I think I felt like I could tell the parts that were not the original, and not in a bad way. Like, I felt like the movie was just really, really long for no reason, to be honest with you. I thought it was too long. And I felt like they gave us... Without being disrespectful, because it's going to come up, I'm not being disrespectful. I felt like they could have wrapped up the Chadwick part a little faster, which would have just made the movie shorter. Like, I felt like I get it. No, I get it. Right. Like, let me be clear. I get it. I just felt like the movie is. I feel like the actual battle scene when we finally we fucking go to like 2 hours and 15 minutes in the movie and I ain't seen fucking Black Panther yet. Or like,
well, yeah, no, yeah, like, yeah, it takes us a while to get to that place.
But that's what I mean.
Like,
but also you have to kind of build up that new character. You know, I mean, obviously,
yeah, just jump in like, hey guys.
Yeah, like, she can't, because the thing is, she never wanted to be it.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? So that's
even
one
though
thing.
In the comics, the sister does become the Black Panther. That's
but I'm saying you have to get there. Yeah. You have to get there to a point of like she don't think she gonna ever be it because the mom alive, the mom overprotective. Like you have to build that shit up. I do understand the part two where niggas was fighting and then she took the nigga over to the dry area where niggas gotta fight. And nigga like all right, and these niggas just fighting at the tip of the boat.
But a long period of time.
Yeah. Maybe I complain about that. You know what I'm saying? But guys, for it to be a 2 hour plus movie, that's Marvel movies, bro. You cannot be that nigga. I'm sorry.
Guys, we buried the lead. We buried the lead. The most important part by far of this movie. God damn Lupita. Oh my God.
Shout out to Lupita.
Oh my God.
Shout out to Lupita.
She's looking solid.
Look, let me tell you right now, man. I manifested it. I'm following her on Instagram.
I knew exactly what you meant as soon as you brought that shit up.
I was like, right in the middle of the movie, I did two things. One, I was like, Lord Almighty, Lupita. I tweeted that in the middle of the movie. And then I went to Instagram. I was like, let me go follow her. She's got 10 million followers, but I've got a blue check mark. And that means something, goddammit, on Instagram. That's
your comment's going to be acknowledged. You're not going to go to the bottom.
Sir. See, this is my thing. I start with a little likes here and there. And then, like, maybe, like, the next couple ones, I'll start leaving comments, little funny comments here and there. And then we react to Instagram stories. And that, ladies and gentlemen, where the magic happens. And next time y'all see me, I'm going to be on the red carpet for fucking phase 6 of Marvel movies and shit.
Hey, this nigga with a low hairline like Paul George.
Yo, that's coming too. Straight out of Turkey. All right, fellas, that's going to do it for us here on Black Opinions Matter. Again, shout out to Jerv, shout out to Trey. Thank you, the listener. Patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you're a subscriber. If you were a subscriber, you would have got this entire podcast all at once as opposed to in the little chunks. You also get the OG show that me, Trey, Waz, Zach, Tom, and Jade do. You also get the watch-alongs. You also get the Discord, all type of shit. Make sure you're a subscriber. Tap in all of this stuff, all the good feelings. Till next time, stay black, motherfucker.